B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The latest being done to stop the spread. Three Boston universities joining together in a lawsuit, and Mariah Carey makes a big announcement on Instagram. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Former Glee star has gone missing and feared dead. Hear what police are saying about the ongoing search for Naya Rivera.
Leroy has your sports.
And subliminal messages are the worst, but if this one about the Pats turns out to be true, you won't hear any complaining from me.
But first, Governor Baker announced a new Stop the Spread testing initiative. It will offer free testing in 8 communities in Massachusetts that were hard hit by COVID-19. Free testing sites will be available in Chelsea, Everett, Fall River, Lawrence, Lowell, Lynn, Marlborough, and New Bedford starting on Friday and running through August 14th. Testing is available to anyone in Massachusetts with or without symptoms.
Should I do it? No.
Why? Why would you want to?
Yeah, I would get something jammed up my nose.
Right.
And then what if I find out, like, I'm asymptomatic, but I have it? That's just so inconvenient. I'm not going to do
well,
it.
Well, then you'll be staying at home.
Right. Like,
and so will the rest of us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Nope, not going to do it. I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Damn. Northeastern has joined Harvard and MIT in a lawsuit challenging a new order issued by federal immigration authorities. The new rule would require international students to leave the country or transfer to another school if theirs only offers classes online this fall. International students must take at least some of their classes in person. Thousands of international students became stranded in the U.S. in the spring after coronavirus forced their schools to move online. And Mariah Carey took to Instagram to make a big announcement yesterday. She is releasing her memoir. Oh, I can't wait to read that. She posted that it took her a lifetime to have the courage and clarity to write her memoir. She says it contains memories, mishaps, struggles, survival, and songs. They haven't announced a release date yet, but it is scheduled to be published later this year. Some rumors are saying in September, so I can't wait. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, T.I. doesn't want 50 Cent anymore. He wants Jay-Z. Earlier this week, T.I. had challenged 50 Cent to a versus battle on Monday, posting on Instagram, quote, pull your ass up, man, with 20 of your records and sit across from me and get this work. 50 wasn't having it. He responded that T.I. must be high and that, quote, somebody passed T.I. the weed they gave Smokey in Friday. But it seems like T.I. has had a change of heart and has another battle in mind.
Jay, but let me ask you this. Who can see Jay sitting down doing a f***ing battle? If I'm a billionaire, I'm not finna do that either, but you know what I'm saying? Me and 50 ain't that far off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as our bankroll go, like, we kind of neck and neck.
No one seems to think Jay would agree to a versus battle anyway, so if it does come down to T.I. and 50 Cent, T.I. says that he will win because his catalog is, quote, doper.
I don't like T.I. versus Jay-Z. I think Jay-Z, and nothing, there's nothing against T.I., but he's not on Jay-Z's level.
Who do you think would be on Jay-Z's level?
Jay-Z's level, I would say a Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. Drake? As far as the catalog goes, not necessarily like the better lyricist.
Yeah, okay, I would say Drake in that sense. I want it to be more generational, though. I want Jay-Z with somebody more of his generation.
Right,
Drake
with
somebody of his generation.
I got you. Kanye West's family is worried that he's having an episode. Sources say they feel Kanye's in the middle of one of his bipolar episodes, and they're concerned it has impacted his decision-making and some of the things he has said in the last week, including his announcement to run for president. Kanye has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and a source says he has an episode like this about once a year. They do believe, much like in the past, that he will stabilize soon, but they're hoping that it's before he actually does take any of the steps that he's actually required to run for president.
Anybody who saw excerpts from that interview knows he's going through an episode. He said he wants the United States to be like Wakanda. I'm just going to stop right there.
He also said he's going to run for president as the part of the birthday party.
Right.
Because when he wins, it'll be like a birthday for everybody.
Correct. vaccine for coronavirus is not good because they're going to stick chips in you, which will prevent you from going to heaven. I could go on and on and on.
And former Glee star Naya Rivera is missing and feared dead after boating on a lake with her 4-year-old son. Ugh. Now, it happened on a lake in Southern California where police discovered her son, Josie Hollis Dorsey, on the boat alone. Josie told authorities that Naya had jumped off the boat and never came back up. Divers immediately started searching the lake, but so far there's been no sign. The search was suspended due to nightfall, but is expected to resume this morning shortly. shortly after sunrise. Naya's life jacket was still in the boat, and Josie was asleep when the boat was first found. Her truck was found in the parking lot with her purse inside. Such a sad story. And she's, if you remember, she has struggled with mental health issues in the past. She had opened up about having an abortion. She also had anorexia in the past as well. She, remember, too, she was engaged to Big Sean. I don't know if you remember that.
And then she married some guy like
Dorsey.
2 months later or whatever. Like, she's very impulsive.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Very, very sad story. Hopefully, I don't even know. I can't even think about it. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Well, if you love sports, this isn't a good sign. In college sports, the Ivy League has postponed all sports until 2021 Shocker. Because of the pandemic.
I'm not going to be able to see Cornell basketball.
Well, I mean, hey, but it's just a sign of the times, and it could lead to other. And listen, Harvard, give them some credit, man. Don't hate on them like that. The NBA and WNBA are in their bubbles for the season, and they're not eating like you would think they would. Picks are out there that are showing what's on their plates. And it looks like basically my lunch meal in elementary school was like that microwave pizza with the top cheese would just slide off.
Yep.
And you get a carton of chocolate milk.
With the chicken sandwich. Right.
Or maybe those. Now, it was a good day if you got those peanut butter cookies, the 3-in-a-pack.
Yeah.
Oh, those were great. But yeah, that's what their meals look like. Yeah,
the only thing that's missing is the actual tray.
The actual tray.
The little segments.
The NBA could do better than that. And when it comes to the Patriots, former wide receiver Josh Gordon is auctioning off his Super Bowl 53 ring. Cam Newton is officially a Patriot, and the team put out a hype video to welcome him. I watched it on the Pat's Instagram page, so if you haven't, you can go check it out there. And this subliminal message has me a little hype. Antonio Brown, AB, is he coming to the Pats? He posted a pic on his Instagram page of him in his Pats uniform, and all he wrote was AB with the alert emoji. Now, he needs to stop playing.
That.
I need to know what's going on. Is he coming here or not? If he is, I'm all for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all for it.
Desperate for sports news. My God.
I'm not all for it.
What?
Shut up. That's too many volatile personalities on a team with no leadership. Feel free to use
no
that
leadership.
Tape. Yeah. Usually the leadership is like the team is set in place. Boom, boom, boom. You got the main leader, the quarterback, all that stuff.
Romero.
And you have the, and you bring in the volatile personalities. Now you don't have the main leader. Who's the main leader on offense? Defense, I would say they have a lot of guys.
Romero,
but on offense, nobody.
We've been saying this for 2 decades. I'm about to bop you over the head with the truth. And Bill
Thank you.
We Trust.
Thank you.
Oh, this dude does 2 Philly
and
shows
Bill
at the sports hub and he
trust.
Knows it all
and
now.
And Bill We Trust. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news. Two words for today's good news. Wine fairies. A mother in North Carolina founded a Facebook group called Sisterhood of the Traveling Wine. Now, since COVID-19, hundreds of other wine Facebook groups popped up with as many as 78,000 members. So what do wine fairies do? Well, they collect the addresses of wine lovers in their communities, ask them what type of wine they like, then dressed in wings, tutus, and magic wands, they tiptoe to people's doors, leave the wine gifts at the door, ring the bell, and run. The wine fairies are hoping to eventually launch in all states and are even looking to create other versions of the gift-giving group, like Brotherhood of Booze and Beer. Mm. They're also hoping that after the pandemic, they'll be able to host in-person social gatherings. But for now, they just want to spread kindness and cheer.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.